Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. I'm Jim Galante. We are talking about this high school recruiting class signing day coming up this week, the early signing day. We're looking at Penn State's class, quarter number three. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to it. Some great stuff from Dustin. And you download our app, Keystone Sports. You can not only get Dustin's stuff from today, you could get all our stuff there. That's Keystone Sports on your app store. Okay, Dustin, we talked offense in quarter number three. Let's talk defense this quarter. And just like we started with the guy at the top, Drew Aller, in quarter three, let's start at the top on the defensive side, and that means Denai Dennis Sutton. He's the guy at the top. What's your take? I know some of the services have some have them higher than others, so what's your take?
Well, first of all, I mean, just looking at the complexion of the class, and it's the complexion of this show also. If you're looking at the 24/7 sports composite rankings, and if you're assuming that Mekhi Flowers, who's listed as an athlete, ends up being a wide receiver, if that's how it unfolds, then seven out of Penn State's top eight prospects in this class are on the offensive side of the ball. So you look at what they're getting defensively, and I think there is a lot of hope that Denai Dennis Sutton can be a big time player and he can get there pretty soon. You know, Rivals has him. He faded down their list a little bit because he had some injuries his senior season and all that, but he still checks in as a five-star with Rivals. He still checks in, I believe, as the number 24 player in the country. Where if you're looking at the 24/7 Sports Composite, he's number 55 in the composite rankings and he is number 94 in the 24/7 Sports site ranking. So there is a little bit of differing opinion on him, but when I look at his film and his game and his frame, 6'5", 250, you know, I think you'll see him probably being able to play a little bit bigger than that, probably being able to play inside or outside. I think he compares to Yetur Gross-Matos at the same time coming out of college. I thought there was a lot of similarities when I first looked at their dimensions and their skill set. He's got some really explosive hands, explosive first step. He should be able to get the job done sooner than later in his career at the defensive end spot. He also just strikes me as a super mature, mentally stable kind of kid too, which when you run into some rough patches and, you know, when you first get in onto campus and that culture shock of the early wake up calls and the strength training and the winter conditioning and all that stuff, you know, that really pushes some guys and takes you to some spots where you have some doubts or whatever. He looks like he's going to be such a stable commodity throughout all that and a really good piece of the puzzle. You know, you're banking on a guy like him being a really good player, and he looks like a good bet to make the grade. I tend to think, just for whatever it's worth, that he's more on the rival side of things than the 247 side of things. I tend to think that he's got, you know, that five-star upside.
When a guy's a top 100 player, remember the five stars, typically that's like the top 32, 33, 34 guys. That's it. So I'd like to think that if you're a top 100 guy, even though you're still listed as four-star, that's much different than the four-star guy who's ranked number 285. So everybody has him listed as a top 100 guy. I think that speaks really well for him. Now, Penn State's been pretty good traditionally with the defensive ends. It's defensive tackle. I know we've had P.J. Bustafer excel this year before he got hurt, but there's a couple interesting tackles coming into this class, isn't there?
There is, and I think, you know, there are a few different interesting guys at multiple spots that we'll touch on. But looking at, you know, two guys in particular for me, uniquely built for the job. So you have one, Zane Durant from Florida. He's listed at around 250 by 24/7 Sports. I'd be surprised here at the end of his senior season if that weight figure hasn't gone up. But he is just an absolute wrecking ball of energy. You know, you think about the undersized defensive tackle type, the Aaron Donald type defensive tackle, who doesn't have premier length, but it doesn't matter because they're so quick and they're so relentless. I mean, that is to me what Zane Durant is. Kevin Givens would be another one who was able to kind of thrive, even though that he was undersized. The length, I think, absolutely helps. But, you know, you can make up for it if you're special in other categories. And I think Zane Durant is special in some categories that you want and need. He was a former linebacker, I believe. And so you see he plays like a former linebacker. He moves extremely well. He's got an incredible first step. And that's enough, I think, if you really have that bulldog mentality inside, that's enough to be an impact guy. And then on the other side, it's kind of the opposite story with Caleb Artis, who's from Queens, who I think he's a little bit of a project, but 6'4", 290. He's humongous with long arms. He is the kind of guy that ends up in the pros. Obviously, a lot of development has to happen between now and then. I do think he's a little bit on the raw side. He is a three-star player in the 24/7 Sports Composite. There's not unanimous praise, but everybody who watches him on the scouting side, I'm sure, sees a guy who, if the best-case scenario unfolds, he can be a pretty special talent too. He's the kind of guy that SEC programs want. He's the kind of guy that can dominate at the line of scrimmage. Again, if he adds all the technique stuff and he knows how to play with leverage, he knows how to make that length work for him instead of against him, can be a really unique matchup problem. And I think both Caleb Artis and Zane Durant have potential to be a matchup problem inside. I really like that combination of guys. A little bit of thunder and lightning for those interior spots.
Let's look at the Philadelphia connection this year, Dusty. The only linebacker in this class is Abdul Carter from Philadelphia and a couple of defensive ends, Ken Talley and Keon Wiley. I know you're impressed with a couple of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I like Ken Talley. I like he seems to have a good head on his shoulders, and he seems to be have that aggression, you know, that won't be denied aggression, that can certainly help a good player become a great player throughout their career. So I think that bodes well for him. I am a big, big fan of both Abdul Carter and Keon Wiley. Keon Wiley hasn't played a lot of that true linebacker position, has been more of a defensive end throughout his career, which I think opens him up to a little bit of doubt when it comes to his development and why you still see him as a three-star and not more than that. But he's got some game-wrecking potential, and I know that he knows how to use his hands well. He's got those defensive end skills, but it certainly looks like, you know, he's listed right now at 6'2", 210, according to 24/7 Sports. It certainly looks like he's got all the skills and all the tools to make a pretty quick transition to being a true linebacker. You know, not that he's Micah Parsons, but remember, Micah Parsons hadn't played any linebacker either, was able to make that transition well. I would suspect that with Keon Wiley, you're looking at a year or two sitting and learning, a year or two, you know, maybe being a reserve on the two deep before he's ready to do much more than that. But I love his upside there, and I love his ability to be chaotic, you know, bring chaos wherever he goes. And then with Abdul Carter, you know, 6'4", 235 looks and feels a lot like Brandon Smith. He's big. He's physical. He moves well enough to believe that he could be a really, really good linebacker at the next level. And he's also a big matchup problem with that length. So, again, I mean, two different types of guys vying for the same position at linebacker. I'm a big fan of both of them.
Let's look at some of the DBs. Tyrese Mills, interesting guy, DB from Lackawanna. Earlier in the show, you talked about J.B. Nelson from Lackawanna also on the offensive line. The history of offensive linemen coming from JUCO, not so great. A little bit different with the safeties, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you just got to assume that Tyrese Mills is going to be a first-round draft pick in a couple years, right? The way things are going. You know, Jaquan Brisker and Jair Brown, his game looks and feels. It's almost like, you know, I'm sure that they do, but Lackawanna's got a prototype. Lackawanna's got specific things that they're looking for in a kid's game, can help them you know, get up to speed, whether it's academically or socially, whatever has them going to Lackawanna College in the first place. It just looks like they really know what they're doing. They know what they're looking for, how to evaluate, how to develop. So he's the next in that pipeline. 6'2", 205. His game looks and feels a lot like both those other guys. You can't take it for granted, but at the same time, you know, with that similar skill set, similar stature, similar experience at Lackawanna College, I think you can kind of safely expect at least comparable results to what you've seen so far from Jaquan Brisker and Jair Brown.
You do know if Poindexter took the UVA job, I was all about going steal the safety coach from Lackawanna Junior College. He seems to produce safeties pretty well. When we talk about the rest of the defensive backs, we're talking about a lot of these guys who are listed as athletes, Dusty, who they may end up wide receivers or they may end up as DBs, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think I've stated this before, but, you know, guys who are 6 foot, 6'1", and 190 pounds, you have all the options ahead of you. If you're a special athlete and you've done it on both sides of the ball at the high school level and you're explosive enough and you have the physical tools to make it as a wide receiver or as a cornerback or a safety, you know, that is a very good position to be in as a coaching staff to get three or four of those guys in the same cycle where you have some options. You can really assess, especially after the first 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months on campus, when you see where their bodies are going and how they're responding to strength and conditioning, whether they're getting faster or whether they're getting stronger or whether that's both. You know, you're able to evaluate and kind of track them and make decisions as you go. Penn State's got some options there. And looking at the wide receiver / safety route, I mean, two names to watch are Makai Flowers, who's been a super athlete for Steele High and for CD East High School locally, and Christian Driver, the son of Donald Driver. I thought I saw some place from one of the recruiting services that he preferred playing wide receiver. I like his instincts and what, you know, that pedigree at safety where you can sit back and evaluate and read what he sees and make a play on the ball or figure out where the play is going. But the same instincts would help him on the offensive side of the ball too. So looking at what their options are, it's a good place to be in, whether that's looking at your depth chart and figuring out where your needs are and moving guys around accordingly, or just looking at these individuals. The other guy I would put in there is just, you know, he's listed as a cornerback, but Cam Miller at 6'1", 180, you know, from a body type and from the way he plays the game, he looks and feels a little bit like Keaton Ellis to me, who did a fine job at cornerback. Now looks like he's got some upside at safety, was a prime candidate to kind of go that cornerback to safety pipeline. Maybe Cam Miller's that guy too.
And as you said, every one of these guys is either 6 foot, 6'1", about 190, great athletes who, yeah, when they get there, decide who's best wide receiver, who's the best safety, who's the best cornerback. I agree with you. And I do want to at least mention there is a scholarship punter in this group, Alex Bichetta from Georgia. I think that's a good investment in a scholarship.
Yeah, I think so, especially if you're going to have Jordan Stout move on after this season. But 6'3", 200, having an athlete at punter was something that benefited Blake Gillikin. I expect that to be the same with Bichetta, too.
Exactly. They got their scholarship kicker in last year's class, scholarship punter in this year's class. I think that's always a wise investment. Dustin, that's it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.